that magical time in our lives where we were told that we were only allowed to purchase two rolls of toilet paper, Curtis? Remember that? Remember those days?
Oh, I mean, I have to tell you, when the whole world distanced by 6 feet based on nothing, a random arbitrary distance created, I think, in Australia by a teenager.
Great piece of work by my guy, Stiz Grimey.
Oh. That slaps.
You never heard
it. I never heard it.
You weren't on the show during the pandemic.
No, I wasn't.
You did not hear that excellent.
Stiz is the guy.
Excellent.
Stiz
work
is talent.
By Stiz he Grimey, is by yes far and away the most talented producer in Boston radio. What?
Shyness right there.
No, it's a different kind of talent to, okay, to put that together.
That's cool. Different type of talent.
Sorry, it's still a shot at Ken, too. So
of course. That was really the main.
And you can hear him on, he's producing the afternoon show, I think, a few days a week currently. My guy, Stiz Grimey. So.
Correct.
All right. Back to the rest of the news on a Patriots Friday.
The first ever commercial private spacewalk happened yesterday. This seems like big news, and this was the first I've heard of it.
It really is it, though? I mean, I guess.
Commercial?
I guess.
Yeah,
so this now is, you could buy your way. This dude's a billionaire.
Yeah, he's a tech billionaire. His name's Jared Isaacman. Okay. He was part of the crew members of the Polaris Dawn mission. They suited up in some SpaceX gear.
How much did it cost?
Ooh, that's a great question.
I think on Kayak he got a deal.
Did he get in a fight with the flight attendant before getting on the spacecraft or no?
I think
that's
he
only
was
in the airports.
Yeah, that's only in the airports. But we have some audio of this going down.
The hatch is open on Dragon. First view from a helmet cam.
This is Jared now egressing through the forward hatch of Dragon Resilience.
Egressing. Get over it.
Of the first ever commercial spacewalk.
Back at home, we all have a lot of work to do, but from here, EarthServe looks like a perfect world. Thanks, DB1. That's for the huge team effort that it took to get us to this point. We know it's just the start.
Estimate is in the hundreds of millions.
So he's just
that it cost?
Yep.
I have to
hundreds?
Say,
so according to Sky, which is the news and entertainment company in England, a country I used to live in, he refused to say how much he's paying for the missions, but they are believed to have cost hundreds of millions of dollars based on Crew Dragon's roughly $55 million per seat price for other space flights.
So he just walks in space? Is that what the whole thing
is? Yeah. You float out there for a little bit. If you had the FU money, I guess you'd probably do it.
I would have no interest, but watching that, listening to that, I had goosebumps. So that
really?
Was, I thought that was cool. That line that he gave, he must have thought very long and hard of what he was going to say.
What's cool about it?
You're not Neil Armstrong, dude.
I would absolutely do it. If I had that kind
of
money,
I mean, but
100%.
So just to be in space, the cool thing?
Well, to see the world from space, I think, is
it's kind of awesome.
Yeah, right. I would try and find happiness here.
It's not impressive to Wiggy because he's that high every day.
Hey!
I'm my nerdism doesn't go to that level.
Weed is legal.
You hate nerds.
No, I don't hate nerds.
Yeah,
but
you do.
No.
You
were all over Santo and Courtney last night for going to a Harry Potter
because
thing.
Your nerdism is like next level. Like, come on, you're a grown-ass man.
You were bullying Santo.
Well,
yeah,
let's
you were.
Be honest. I wasn't bullying
him.
Yeah,
you told there. You told me he has the swirl.
Yeah, well, I wasn't bullying
sorry
him.
Sorry that he's comfortable with his sexuality and his manhood.
I wasn't bullying him. I said,
you like Marvel. Like, what's the difference?
Because Marvel's cool.
What are you? You've never seen a Harry Potter movie. You thought it was about, like, magicians.
Wizards and magicians.
No, there's no magicians.
Is that the one with Daniel Radcliffe in it?
Yes.
Like, Marvel's cool. Superman, the Hulk, you know.
Is he a wizard or a
Iron
magician?
Man, Captain America. Like, that's cool. As kids, we grew up on that. We're like, you know, Transformers.
You're a wizard, Harry.
Right.
That Harry Potter.
These Dungeons and Dragons, like,
Dungeons and Dragons, that's not Harry Potter.
But no, but it's weird wizardry
stuff.
It's
not weird.
It is odd for a 40 or 35-year-old man to be into Harry Potter.
It's not odd.
Now another one.
It is.
And Santo is far better looking, far more of a man, far more successful than I'll ever be.
When I tell you, two of my best friends, who you both know, Sarah McMahon, Rachel Holt, both husbands and new fathers, congratulations, both obsessed with Harry Potter.
Nerds
no,
to another
it's a
level.
Generation.
It's the biggest green flag.
Yes.
Biggest green flag. Thank you.
Oh, God.
Shine spot on.
Do they wear the pointy hats and dress up and go, ooh, abracadabra?
Yeah. Thank and you to like, Hancock, New Hampshire.
Stop it.
Wiggs is a grown man smoking weed and playing COD.
So
now
what's
that
wrong
there's
with that?
Anything wrong
yes.
with
yes.
What's
a
COD?
Lot of adults Call of Duty.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a video game. A lot of like
no, it's Catch of the Day.
Right. It's a generational
it's
thing.
Not a
no. It's not a generational
yes.
thing.
If it came out when you were...
I grew up in that era
no,
of...
No, you didn't.
When did Harry Potter come out?
It's well, the books came out when I was in elementary school.
Okay, so it didn't come out recently.
Right.
No,
so,
I know, but like, I'm saying like, it's a childhood thing for us. Like, it's a sense of comfort for us because we grew up with the books.
Right, so did the Tooth Fairy.
Yeah.
The first book was 97.
What was the movie? There was a movie, Greg, that came out like a wizard movie with a giant like lion that talked.
Wizard of Oz?
No, the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Yeah. Both play.
I don't know, but there
C.S. Lewis, great book.
There were plenty of nerd wizard
like,
movies.
Is always, he's like, hey man, what's that movie with like the lion?
Is that the Chronicles of Narnia?
Yes, maybe that might be it.
But yeah, Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Chronicles of Narnia, man.
There were my point.
Aslan, dude.
There was
that
plenty.
Guy was awesome.
Anybody got any Fritos?
There were plenty of corny wizard movies
this
when I was a
corny.
Kid. When that I grew up, that I was like, oh, this is cool, like fantasy land movies when I was a kid,
mm-hmm.
but. As a 40-year-old adult male, I'm not going.
You're like, into superheroes.
I like movies, but guess what? I'm not going to, where did you go?
To an exhibition.
I'm not going to a Marvel exhibition to look at figurines.
Oh,
we didn't go,
Superman's
there were no
cape.
Figurines. It was just cool to go see some of the set of the our favorite movies. Like, I don't
That's
see...
That's nerdish when it's
okay.
a wizard movie.
No, I'm so sorry, Wiggy. You came across so bad yesterday where you were like, oh, I play football and I went to Georgia.
Well, I didn't
and
say
I play
played football.
No, you were just
I play
so
Call
like,
of Duty.
Oh, I'm a man.
That's a, Call of Duty's
like,
a man game. Hey, don't knock our military,
do
Courtney.
Not, also, don't come at her husband.
Yeah.
Like
I said,
I like Santo.
I said, you better watch your mouth.
I
and
like
I walked
Santo.
Away.
You walked away.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, did Wiggy just say Call of Duty's a man's
yes.
game?
Yes. I like Santo.
I played Call of Duty when I was like 12.
Yeah, yeah it is.
I like,
it's so realistic.
I like Santo.
Sometimes
I'm
feel
trying
like
to help him.
I feel like I'm actually on the battlefield.
I stormed the beaches of
yeah,
Normandy.
Yeah, the nine-year-olds tossing around
Military.
Stars is really
please,
adult.
Kalina, please don't bother me. I'm playing Call of Duty.
Yes.
We're under an ambush.
That's it. We got to flank the front, Curtis.
Hey, Rob Ninkovich, I just bought 7 skins on Call of Duty.
You know cost what? Me $200.
Way more men are into Call of Duty than Wizard World over
disagree.
There.
Disagree.
I doubt
stop
it.
Stop it.
Disagree.
I doubt it.
Dressing up like, you know, like a witch and going to stand in
yeah.
a line.
No one dressed up.
Yes.
Women dressing as witches is hot.
No, I didn't say women. I said men dressing up.
We
in
did
the
not dress up.
They don't dress as witches. They dress
no, but
as wizards.
They look like wizard gear with the pointy hat.
Courtney, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
If Santo did the light, what is it, lightsaber? The thing from
yeah. Star Wars.
If
Star
he
Wars.
Did that and dressed up like Darth Vader, would you think that was cool?
Well, no, I'm not a Star Wars fan.
No, I know. I'm asking you.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't.
Right. Okay, so what's the difference?
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
We didn't dress up.
But you went to go see. Oh, so what if Santo's.
If you
like,
went to a Star Trek convention.
Yes.
Ooh, that's much different than an exhibition.
What's the difference?
How?
Stop it.
A convention's like all day, you know, you fly somewhere. We got invited to go to
you,
this.
You
so
went to New York to see a play.
Right.
Well, we went to New York and saw the play while
so
we were there.
You
okay.
Went, you went to the Museum of Science and walked through a room that had wands, wizard hats,
right, lightsabers,
wizard
that type
capes,
of thing,
right, and that's and then talk to other people. Ooh, do you remember book 14 of Harry Potter? When
I think
your
only
issue
eight
is really books.
When Gargamel,
you don't like people who read.
No, I got no issue.
Well, books are obsolete.
Listen, Greg, I got no problem with people that read books, but the grown man that's like. Into wizardry.
So you don't like Game of Thrones
dream.
Either? You don't think that's cool?
Like, I think people who watch Game of Thrones and like the show is cool. But if you're dressing up.
Oh, I thought you were going to say if you did a newsletter.
If you're dressing up to go see a Game of Thrones.
You better
play.
Sit down right now.
If you're
you
writing,
better sit your ass
Curtis,
down right
if
now.
If you are a grown man who works a very good job and you take an hour out of your day to write a 10-page newsletter to send to people.
Which was very well received by everybody that got
it.
It was very well written.
Yeah. Thank you, Shia.
Yeah, you subscribed to
yeah.
the
Yeah, of course
the,
I did.
Game,
as soon as I found out he did one, I literally said to Courtney, I'm like, you need to put me on the email.
I also like, I mean, the people in the chat, if I don't stand up for Santo or I bring up a joke that happened between me and him, they're like, you're a bitch. He should divorce you. Now I'm standing up for my man after Wiggy called him not a man, and they're like, Courtney, stop it.
Under the name.
Well, I can't win with you people.
Under the name of White Raven. Isn't he like a, yes. Doesn't he work at like a very like prestigious.
Yeah, he has a very big job.
Firm.
Yeah.
And he, for an hour, he's like.
He does it after hours.
And then he's like.
He does it at work.
No, he doesn't do it at work. He does it after hours.
And but it's like 10 pages.
Yeah.
And it goes out. And it's
it's called having a hobby. You should try.
He's like huge scoop.
Yes,
I've got a giant Game of Thrones scoop.
Yes.
It'll be in the newsletter next week.
Yes.
Spoiler alert: Jon Snow didn't die.
Where were you
Sandra's
at again?
Gonna, what
was the convention?
It was an exhibition yes. at Cambridge Side. I highly recommend if you like Harry Potter.
I was at this exhibition, and I got some. Interesting news about Game of Thrones. Hold on. Let White Raven get to it.
Does he ever refer to himself third person wise as the White Raven?
Right.
Like, does he ever come home from work and say, huh, let me tell you something. The White Raven is horny.
Right.
Yeah.
He does that. Oh, he goes all Shannon Sharp.
That is a great drop Greg gave us. Thank you.
Santo's going Shannon Sharp. It's the White Raven. Say it. Say it, Courtney.
Yep.
White Raven. Say it. I want you to say it sexier. Bow to White Raven.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to put a magic spell on you.
I mean, and Shyam, you should have seen. It was like we had this conversation. I start walking away. Wiggy thinks I'm gone, and he keeps going with the people around him. I said, I come back. I said, are you for real?
Yes. Well, you're asking Shyam. Shyam's the biggest goofy nerd out there who will dress up like that with the, you know, pointy hat.
You're damn right.
And walk around with the wand and casting spells.
I will say this in defense of Courtney. It does feel like whenever Wiggy and Courtney are at a public event, Wiggy attacks.
Yeah, yes. Attack. Yes, he does.
Yes.
It was Harry.
No.
Saying I'm pregnant.
No, yep. I didn't say you're pregnant. You said that.
Well, I'm not, so I don't know why I would ever say that.
You
said it.
You were like, oh, I can't drink.
Because I was getting married.
No, you was like, I can't drink.
Correct.
I'm not drinking for a while.
Because I was getting married.
And then we would talk, you might have been talking about some of your friends that were pregnant. It's like, oh, damn, Courtney, you're not drinking? I just asked the question. I asked you, Courtney, I never talk behind your back. Believe that. I like Santo. What I'm trying to do is
he doesn't need any help.
Yeah, but he's getting thrown in the Shyam category.
You do not want to hear this from Sandy. Hi, Sandy.
Hi, how are you? What's just up? An opinion, but grown men, Harry Potter, betas all the way.
Betas?
Oh, betas, you couldn't be more wrong. Alphas, betas.
I don't know.
You couldn't be more wrong, ma'am.
Harry Potter, grown men, betas.
Really?
So betas.
Yep.
Spend one night with Santo, Sandy. You'll be talking a different tune.
You loaning out your husband
singing
now?
A different tune. Oh. Shoot. I almost
is
had it.
Is it Santo or is it the White Raven that she has to spend the night with?
Either way.
I'm trying to help Santo.
He doesn't need any help.
Courtney, when he's getting dragged to Harry Potter plays and Broadway shows.
It was
and
probably
exhibition.
His idea. Right. He wasn't dragged to anything.
I sent him. I said, they're opening this. Would you like to go? He said, yes.
Yes, I would.
If I said to my wife,
can you get us in early?
And we both got hats when we walked in. We got to pick our house. He went Gryffindor. House? I'm a Slytherin.
He is totally
what
a
in
Gryffindor.
The world?
It is. You. Wow. Santo, bruh, come on, man. Come back. We don't want to lose you, too.
CD for me in Twitch. You're calling me a loser. You log on with your dumb screen name every day and listen to the loser Courtney talk for 4 hours. Who's the loser? I'm laughing straight to the bank, pal.
Would you go?
Another drop. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Would Santo go to a Harry Potter fantasy camp?
No.
Yes, he would.
Oh, for wait, do they have that?
They gotta have that.
I'm Googling it, right?
Well, What was the movie, Greg? What was the movie, Greg, with the kid that was Stifler's mom, and they went
American Pie?
No, and they went out with Paul Rudd was in it, and they went to this big park, and everybody was dressed up like wizards.
Oh, something 40.
Role models.
Role models, and they were out there, and they had a whole little like is the
sound LARPing.
No, he doesn't. But there were people, and I don't knock anybody's. I don't kink shame.
Don't knock and the hustle.
There were a lot of people at this event last night, which was a cocktail hour.
LARPing. How many? Honestly,
what is a LARP?
I have no idea.
Live action role play.
Like,
what are you doing? Where have you been?
You don't know that.
I've been in a world that exists.
Every man knows that live action role playing.
I don't think Curtis has a right to stand. He has no ground to stand on. He just watches Tom Brady highlights all the time.
Right.
What's the difference?
Something actually happened in real life. Another thing was written by someone else.
How many women at the event last night, honestly?
I would say
over and under 4.5.
No, there were a lot of women there with men. Courtney. And there was a guy I was talking to, I'm blanking on his name right now, at the event last night. He doesn't work here, but he knew somebody that works here. And he was talking to me, and I said, oh, I'm leaving right now because my husband and I are going to the exhibition. And he's like, oh, my God, I want to go to that so bad. He and his wife were standing there. I saw it on the news today.
Wait a minute. Is this true? Bobes, who's listening to the show, says Santo is a huge LARP guy?
No.
Oh.
Would you know, though? Like, maybe he's a live-action role player and you don't know it.
I would know if Santo was a LARPer.
I feel like that would have made its way into their bedroom.
I would.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I'm positive.
Did you know he wrote White Raven?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm very impressed by White Raven.
Wiggy, you should write Black Raven that just mocks it. Greg, I have a question for the audience, because I think I lean towards nerd, but I don't know which voice I like better, mocking, high-pitched Courtney voice or the nerd voice.
No, the nerd voice is the best. All right, Santo.
Yeah.
Does he have a wand?
No. They were selling them last night, though. We didn't
How much?
No, we did buy some things from the pro shop, if you will.
Oh, my God.
We got some.
Did he get a Dumbledore jersey?
No. Nope.
That he can wear on game days?
No, we only did food. We only did food. So we did, like, chocolate frogs. We did a chocolate snitch.
Nice.
Delicious.
Nanolet.
Wow.
Chocolate snitches level. Get stitches.
The right. Chocolate frogs are actually delicious. It's like a Rice Krispie on the inside.
Oh, that wow.
That is next level nerdism at its best.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow. Well, you learn a lot about people. Right. You work with them every day, and sometimes you don't know.
Was there a lot of sword fighting last night?
No.
Isn't there big swords in, like, Harry Potter?
No, there's no swords in Harry
there's
Potter.
There's one
whatsoever.
Sword.
Oh, there's a lot of wand.
It was on display.
A lot of wand fighting.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess if that's what Santo likes. Trying to help him out, man.
Yeah.
Does he wear a cape?
No.
No.
No, just a sweater cape.
Yes.
That was a great no.
All right. We're way behind here, but that's okay. It's a Friday.
Yeah.
Let's get to, at this moment, to Courtney and an update on what is trending.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Bills took down the Dolphins in Thursday night football. Final score 31-10. But the headline this morning is Tua Tagovailoa, who went down with a concussion in the third quarter when he took a hit from DeMar Hamlin. This was the third diagnosed concussion of Tua's NFL career. He is out indefinitely. The Patriots take on Seattle at Gillette on Sunday, kickoff at 1 p.m. And the Red Sox fell to the Yankees in 10 innings. 2-1 was the final. Cooper Criswell went 5 1/3, giving up one run on four hits while striking out four. Tyler O'Neill talked about his approach at the plate as featured on last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
I was just trying to get a ball over the plate I could put a good swing on. Got it on the second pitch.
You deserve a car that thrills you, and Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your local Nissan store and nissanusa.com today. Another one in the Bronx tonight, 7:05 first pitch with Tanner Houck getting the start. You can hang out with Joe Weil at 6:05 for the MassMutual pregame show. And then Will Fleming and Joe Castiglione have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. And for your apple pie, apple crumble, apple snacks, and the apple of your eye, apples are now on sale at Shaw's and Star Market. Today through Thursday, get a tote bag full of apples, Macintosh, Gala, or Ginger Gold for just 99 cents a pound. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. And I really want Rich Keefe as the crossover today because Rich Keefe, if you want to talk nerd alerts, he is the king.
Yep.
And I mean that as a compliment.
All right, host of the Dorkcast.
Yes, yep. Dork Pod is very, very popular. That is what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. And Santo is a truly good man. 64 degrees, mostly sunny, afternoon high of 83. Chocolate frog bracelet, a bargain. $15.
Yes.
You can get it right now.
I mean, and you thought you said they were delicious.
Really, really good.
Yes.
Yep.
I think at one point, Santo swallowed one of the swords.
Oh my God.
Did he not? Have you ever seen that trick, Wiggy?
Yeah, I have.
It is amazing. All right, we'll be right back.